Good morning, Shipra, and welcome to our studio.
Good morning, Miriam.
Which actually has been your working space for the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
Let us say that Shipra came as volunteer of architecture to set up our working space better than it is at the moment. Where are you from?
I'm basically from Lucknow and I work in New Delhi.
Mm-hmm. You are architect, right?
Yeah, I'm architect.
Kind of fresh architect.
Yeah, fresher architect with 1 year experience.
Mm-hmm. What inspired you to volunteer and to come to Auroville?
Actually, I've been reading a lot about Auroville and a few of my friends have already been here. So listening to their experiences and you know what, in Delhi, I live just opposite to this road that is Sri Aurobindo Marg. And Mother's International School and Ashram is just nearby. So I don't think that's a coincidence. Mm. So also the concept of Auroville, where you live with brotherhood, sisterhood and love. And there is just so much to learn here. So I just wanted to experience all, contribute my, you know, skills and just be here and live for a while.
Mm-hmm. So. Because architect, because this city does have lots of architects, lots of internship possibilities and so forth. How come that you choose radio?
I went through the radio's website and I saw a few of the interviews. Mm. I really liked what people do here and I just wanted to contribute. So that is why I chose radio.
Yes, for the listeners, we also have to say that we do invite different professions, different walks of life, not only journalists, but also technicians, lawyers, social inclined people, and so forth. And also architects are one of them for the volunteer or internship opportunities, right?
Right.
So you send a mail on the page, probably, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. That's the door to how to get through. Yeah. And Andrea replied.
Yeah, he was quick. He replied like within 5 minutes, 5-6 minutes. And then he asked for my resume and he also asked the same question. Why do you want to work with radio and what's your purpose of coming to Auroville? Mm. So I explained him. Initially it was more like a travel thing for me. I wanted to experience the Auroville vibe and then travel through the city and, you know, get to know more about it. Then I volunteered at radio and then I had this project going on and everything is just so special to me, this project and radio and you and the radio team.
Since we're dealing with the sound, you won't be able to see until it's finished the images of a new studio, but what did you design? How did you envisage our workspace to function better?
So when Andrea gave me the brief about this space, he wanted this space to be more cozy and warm because currently it's all wires and a little cold. So he wanted to merge this space with environment as well and use better color scheme. So I was back home then, I was like doing work from home kind of thing. I used to mail drawings to Andrea. And we decided with dividing this space into two sections, as the sections, these two spaces work differently. So we had to see the spaces, see the negative spaces, positive spaces, and design it that in a way that it would just emerge as a beautiful thing, a warm, cozy space where people would love, enjoy
sitting and answering the questions.
Answering the questions, yeah.
Comfortable and welcoming space, right?
Welcoming space.
But we also have to say that we are facing some sound issues. So not only that, it's gonna also serve as a buffer for some reverb.
Yes, so whatever furniture we introduce, all the rugs and sofas and curtains, everything will absorb sound and improve the sound quality.
Cool. Do you know when we're gonna finish with all the furnishing or restoration?
We have already ordered the furnishings. Mm. Some have arrived, a few have arrived and few are still to come. Mm. Sofas will arrive in first week of December, that's the last thing. So I'm hoping by December, first week of December, everything will be like complete.
Before Christmas, right?
Before Christmas, yes.
Actually, that would be great on 5th of December, it's also our anniversary.
Really? Oh.
So that would be great, no? To celebrate our anniversary in a new
in a new studio
completely. Renew space. That is particular space. Did you have any difficulties how to address certain issues?
Because it's a recording studio and I knew there was reverberation and sound echo problems. Also, the space is really small. So my main challenge was about, you know, include. I had so many ideas. I had to just put those ideas in a beautiful way in this space. The space was small, so you have to be careful about choosing things so that you don't do too much or you don't do too less.
So, and utilize every and corner, utilize every centimeter. Corner,
every inch, every space, every corner.
So what's gonna be new? Now we see wires, we see a mixing desk, we have lights, some windows.
You're gonna have a beautiful space now.
With what?
Welcoming space.
Well, we have to wait.
You have to wait.
But for the listeners, we can say we will have some comfortable sitting areas.
Correct, comfortable seating.
Rug on the floor.
Rug on the floor, paintings on the wall, comfortable furniture, curtains, blind, everything, and ceilings, lamps.
At the beginning you said that one of the part of your visit here was also to see how Auroville really functioned. What did you find?
I see when you are in Auroville, you can never get bored. There's just so many things and so many theaters. You can visit any of the communities or you can go just to, you know, have a fish pedicure. So it's amazing. You have this, you have a website, you get to know about the events, what's going on, and you just, you know, take off your bicycle and go there and be there and, you know, cherish the moment. It's, wow, I'm here and I'm experiencing all of this. So.
And I believe you made some friends?
Yeah, a lot of friends. A lot of friends, a lot of contacts, I would say.
It was fun for you, though.
It was really. I'll miss Auroville, and I'm definitely going to visit here again and again. So I'm going back to Delhi. These are my last days in Auroville, and I'm already feeling sad.
So. We'll see you back. What about from the architecture prospect? I mean, from that perspective, what did you find?
Architecture in Auroville is amazing. Auroville doesn't lose its, we all are connected to earth and nature. At the same time, we are also, the architecture here is international. You see all these buildings, they are amazing. And you won't see that there is some kind of inhibition or that thing. You are here, you are connected with nature, as well as the building designs are completely futuristic. So you are just, you see at the building and you're amazed, like Matri Mandir. I visited Matri Mandir and I went inside for meditation. It's completely how, there are no lights inside, but some, the rays and radiations, they, you know, radiate and keep the space.
The solar light goes through from the top through the globe.
The globe.
And then further down to the lotus pond.
Yeah, and other buildings, the town hall building itself. So it's,
what's so special about town hall building? I mean, I'm not an architect, but I'm just asking.
But if you see the building from outside, it's like a one featured building, and it looks really amazing with all these cantilevers and. It looks amazing, and everything is well designed. You know, if you walk around, you won't feel like you are lost. So even if you're a new person here, you walk around the building, there's a globe placed inside the center of the town hall building. So everything is just so amazing. I'm overwhelmed.
You're overwhelmed about everything.
Yes.
But we have to stay on the realistic side. Did you encounter anything not so amazing?
See, most of the things are really amazing, but it's not 100% great. It's you know.
Because it's the journey to the dreamer.
It's journey to the dreaming.
It was something that it struck you that you found it like not really nice.
See, when you are, you have already read a lot about Auroville and get to hear about it from friends, so your expectations are really high. So you expect everyone gonna be sweet there, everyone be welcoming, and everything will be perfect. When you arrive here for the first time, it's a bit culture shock because out there it's not the same. So you have, you'll find few difficulties initial days of yours to adjust, and because not everyone is good and not everyone is really nice or welcoming. So
yeah. Some of us can be very
ignorant.
You have
gotta face that reality. Yeah. So, but if I say 99% of the people here, because everyone who is here has some purpose. They are all smart people, they are all spiritually aware people, and they are serving their purpose to contribute to the better side of humanity. So.
And most of them are really passionate about something, right?
Right.
All the love and work.
All the love and all the blood and sweat and everything to whatever they like doing.
Have you been inspired maybe to join us?
Yes.
An architect?
Yeah, as an architect. I have a life there, I've visited here. I still have to make few decisions, I have to think about it, but I'm really looking forward to join radio, yes.
So it's getting under your skin?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for today, and I know we're gonna see you maybe before Christmas.
Yeah, you might see me before Christmas. I might come.
But definitely we're gonna see you.
But
and thank you so much for your precious work
and
in our studio.
Thank you so much, Miriam. Everyone was really, it was great to work with radio team.
Cool.